Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the glorious moment you brought us into, blessing us with your word is our privilege, and giving us the power to be doers is a blessing to us. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. As this word comes, Lord, let it come as additional blessing to all that we have received earlier. And we thank you and give you all the glory for it. And all the saints of God in the house say loud, Amen. Amen. Make that Amen louder. Amen. Please be seated. If you really want to clap for the Lord, make it better. Make it stronger. It is my year of breaking limits. I want to again count it a great privilege to bring to us God's word at this moment. And I want to specifically appreciate my father, my mentor, and my boss at work, the apostle over this commission, Bishop David Oyedepo. God sent me to serve him, but he sent me to preach. Some people may be wondering, what mystery is that? God did not send me to preach with Bishop Oyedepo. He sent me to serve him. And in all sense of modesty, I would not have felt any better if all that I had the privilege to do is to keep serving him. And so the things you'll be hearing this morning are the things that God sent him to preach, which he gave me to preach. And I know someone will be blessed this morning. Perhaps I haven't been found faithful as a personal assistant, which is what I regarded myself to be to him. He made me special assistant for special duties, including the one I'm doing this morning. And I believe you'll be blessed in Jesus' name. For all the blessings we have received in the three earlier sessions, please join me again. Give Jesus a big hand. The teaching for this session is crave access to the rhema of the word. Crave access to the rhema of the word for turnaround encounters. To begin with, let's read from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 18 to 24, to examine the two greatest plagues, spiritual plagues, on the believer. Hear ye deaf, and look ye blind. Deafness and blindness are the greatest plague on any believer, even as it is in the physical. If I may ask you to close your eyes now, momentarily, you are caught up seeing anything, including where to pass through. So blindness brings people into stagnation. If you block your ears now, momentarily, you are cut off communication. So you can't hear what is happening around your world. So also it is spiritually. Satan will allow you to do any other thing, but not to hear and not to see. Not to hear what God is saying, not to see what God is showing. And incidentally, these are the two primary channels by which God communicates to his people. He makes us to hear and makes us to see. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 12. The hearing hear, the seeing high, the law that made even both of them. God communicates to us words, voice that we can hear, and things that we can see. And Satan is aware of this, so he launches his attack. So you may not see, so you may not hear. How shall they believe if they don't hear? The prince of this world has blinded their minds of them which believe not, lest the light that God is showing, the light of the gospel, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, what God shows to you is what turns you to a show in your world. So if you don't see, you are in darkness. If you don't hear, you are out of communication. As I speak to you now, with the unction backing up this commission, your ears are open. Your spiritual eyes are open. May I say quickly to co-laborers who are here this morning, one of the prayers you need to pray all the time is that God will open the eyes of the people you are teaching and open their ears. The Lord opened the heart of Lydia, that is the eyes and the ear of Lydia, so she could hear what we are saying. Let's conclude that passage in Isaiah chapter 42. The following, okay. Who is blind but my servant? Or deaf as my messenger that I send? Who is blind as he that is perfect? I'm blind as the lost servant. Saying many things. If you put money before a man who is blind, he cannot observe it. Opening their ears, but he heareth not. So, the Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law. No matter how blind somebody else is, because somebody will see it. He will still magnify the law. That you don't see or hear doesn't make God to reduce the integrity of his word. And he will make his word honorable. That means God's word is still honorable for those who can see. Look at the effect of blindness and deafness. This is a people robbed and spoiled. They are robbed, they are spoiled because they are blind and they are deaf. They are all of them snared in holes. Satan is not the reason why you are in the hole. Blindness and deafness is the reason. They are hid in prison houses, just like Joseph, until his word came. They are for a prey, suffering for nothing, and none deliver it, for a spoil, and none see it restored. Destiny is at a risk and a lockdown without a clear voice of the Lord. It is the voice that Jesus heard that turned him to a voice among men. Before that voice came, the first one, he was in the carpenter's workshop. As a matter of fact, they were calling him, "Is this not Jesus, the carpenter's son?" Relegated. He was limited to his word, W-A-R-D, when the entire world was waiting for him. Until his light came, he never shined to the world.
Destiny is as limited to the extent that we can see what God is showing or hear his voice, what he's saying to us. This is my beloved son, the word came, in whom I'm well pleased. And when there was a sudden change, this is my beloved son, it's time for you to hear him. He became a voice by reason of the voice that came to him. You can never remain a nonentity when God's voice comes to you. It is God's voice that turns you from a nonentity to a celebrity. So the ability to hear God's voice is our capital spiritual asset in the journey of life. In Psalm 29, there's a description of what that voice would do for you when it comes to you. Psalm 29 from verse 3 to 11. The voice of the Lord is upon the water. So when you hear that voice, you will be living above the waters of life. Somebody say an amen there. The God of glory thundereth. His voice is like a thunder. The Lord, through his word in you, puts you upon many waters. It doesn't matter the waters of life, the crisis of our time, you will never drown. I say you will never drown. The voice of the Lord, the rhema of the word, is powerful. The rhema of the Lord in his word is full of majesty. So when you hear this voice, you live a majestic life. No more a mediocre. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedar. Yay! He breaketh the cedars of Lebanon, the toughest of all trees. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord, as it happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, divided the flames of fire. Those three boys, they knew God. They saw God. They hear God. Nobody moves close to fire, except you have heard the voice of the invisible fire. That's why the Bible tells us, from what our father was teaching us yesterday, that they trusted God. You see, when you hear what God is saying and you see what God is showing, you graduate from faith to trust. That is, even if it doesn't happen, I am moving. I'm going. Why not for the voice of the Lord that Moses had? Who will lead 3 million people out and put them in front of the Red Sea? But he had. He had, and he turned to God again. Lord, what do we do? Red Sea before us. Army of Pharaoh behind us. And God said, what is in your hand? That thing I put in your hand, the rod. Stretch it on the sea. Stretch it on the sea. Are you a construction expert? Engineer? That rod. The voice of the Lord. I know. The word of God is described as rod. Hosea 6:9. It talks about the rod of God. Hear ye the rod. I may be helped out with that scriptures. Hear ye the rod. So the rod, the voice of the Lord in the rod, opened the Red Sea. From today, you will be hearing the voice of the Lord clearly. Micah 6:9. The Lord's voice cried unto the city. Can you? The Lord's voice. The man of wisdom shall see your name. Hear ye the rod. That is, hear ye the voice. You don't hear physical rod. There is something inside that rod that spoke, that bowed the Red Sea. When the voice of the Lord comes to you, everything bows to you. All the demons bowed to Jesus. after the voice came, this is my beloved son, hear ye him. From that moment, he didn't even need to cast out demons. When they see him coming, they flee before him. When you operate by this voice, Psalm 29 that we read earlier gives you description of what to expect. Now, before I go far, what is Rhema that we're talking about? There are two presentations of the Word of God. We have the written word, and we have the spoken word. We have the letters of the word and the spirit of the word. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. We have the written word, which is in letters. But we have the spoken word, which is the spirit of the word. That also is established in Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16. Seek ye out of the book of the law and read. No one of these shall fail, none shall want amid. For my mouth it has commanded, and my spirit it gathered them. So God's word is the spirit of God in a documented book. Rhema is what all children of God can access. We will see how to do that as we continue to examine the Word of God. Everybody has access to the black and white of this book, but very few have access to the spirit behind the book. Rhema is what God personally speaks to you or shows to you from the book. And it is usually personal, very personal. The revelation that came to Peter was personal. And that's why Jesus said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father revealed it to you. Open your eyes to see. He opened your ears to hear it. And please hear this. What God shows you is what shows you to your world. What God reveals to you is what reveals you to your world. What you hear from God is what makes your world to hear you. Why is everybody hearing God's servant Bishop Oyedepo? What God shows to him. What God spoke to him. What God reveals to him. This ministry is revealed by the revelation of the word. This ministry has become a show by what God showed to his servant. Very shortly, God will show you to your world. Don't try to show yourself. Let God show you something and you will not struggle to show yourself. Jesus never struggled to show himself. Now, what are the channels for hearing his word or for accessing Rhema? Number one, the reading and study of the word. That's where it begins from. You have to be a reader, an addicted reader of the word. Daniel said, a man to whom the secret was revealed, I, Daniel, understood by books. What book in particular? The book of Jeremiah. He was an addicted student. Those who are lazy in study can never be free from spiritual deafness and blindness. A teacher expects students in the class so he can teach them. The classroom for the believer is the Bible and other relevant spiritual materials. If you don't go to the classroom, your teacher won't come to teach you. Seek ye out of the book of the law. We read that earlier, Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16. All scriptures is inspired by God, given by inspiration. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Rhema is a personal, exclusive revelation. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel. Daniel chapter 2, verse 19. As a student, when I first had my first exams, first semester, receipt. Second semester, receipt. And I pushed my books aside and went to the book. And God gave me a revelation that terminated failure in my life. Colossians chapter 3, in whom is hid the treasures of wisdom and understanding. Verse 3. I realize Jesus is in me, the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God. So I cannot fail any longer. In whom is hid the treasures of wisdom and understanding. Just like God did for our spiritual father, God, building on what God showed to him concerning Matthew 6:33, I caught a personal revelation that if I seek the kingdom of God, I will never need to seek for any other thing in my life. Seek ye for the kingdom of God and righteousness, and all, not some, all these things, if you read from verse 25, it tells us about what the Gentiles are seeking. He said, don't seek for them. All these things, all, water, bread, cloth, security, all these things shall be added to you. And I have seen it work in my life. I was recalling, and I discovered that I had not bought coat for myself the last 22 years. I don't buy things. By the personal revelation I caught in Matthew 6:33, all these things, shall be added to you. Many of us have heard God's servant say, we don't beg, yet we don't lack. Personal revelation. For more than one decade, I never needed to buy a car. All these things, personal revelation. I don't even think it. Because that revelation told me I will not need to get anything for myself. And it's working. It's working for our spiritual father. It's working for a number of us who believe in it. From today, everyone serving in the house of the Lord, you will not need to beg for anything again. Personal revelation. Personal revelation. Some months back, my wife's health was attacked. God's servant and our precious mother in the house stood firm in prayer and prophetic covering. But I caught revelation from the word of God. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall take away, he shall take away sickness from you. One revelation, two revelation, John 14:30. My beloved co-laborer, Pastor Paul Enenche, and his wife were aware of this. The prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. I told the devil, there's nothing you can find here. You can't find anything here. And in 3-4 days, all the matter was dissolved. By this revelation and the prophetic covering that we enjoy. Strong prophetic covering. They tested her. They can't find anything there because of personal revelation. You see, when you have this personal revelation, you are no longer getting stranded. I want us to believe God this morning that our spiritual deafness and blindness will be healed today. Let your amen be louder, somebody. So, you have to be studious in the word of God. At the moment of study, it may appear to you, or after your study, the things you have stored inside you, He said the Holy Spirit will remind you of those things when you need them. So reading and studying is storage. Is storage of the word for the day when you will need it. So keep reading. Keep studying. You may not need it at that time, but the day you will need it, you can draw it out. Number two channel for hearing or for assessing Rhema is in prayer and in fasting. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer you by showing you great and mighty things which you did not know before until you prayed. So when we pray, I will recommend for you, instead of asking God, give me, tell him, show me. Show me. You know the trouble of the prodigal son? Before he left home, he went to the father and said, give me. By the time he came back, he said to the father, make me. And we are made by what is shown to us. Luke, we saw how Jesus went to pray. In chapter 33, from verses 21 to 22, the voice came to him. Then in chapter 4, he went and prayed and fasted. Verses 1 to 14. He returned in the power of the Spirit. But Jesus did not stop there. Verse 16. Let's see the effect of his prayer and fasting. Because when we are fasting, again, you don't fast for things. You fast for God to open your eyes for your light to break forth out of obscurity. And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up after fasting. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. He was an accustomed reader. They knew him as a reader. And therefore they delivered the book unto him of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place. How did he find it? Because his eyes had been opened. You can't find, there are many who are reading, they don't find it. He found it because his eyes were opened through the prayer and fasting. He found where it was written concerning him. The Spirit of the Lord was upon me. He began to reel out his mission. And verse 20 said, he closed the book. And he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And look at what happened. What God showed them turned them into a show. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. Before now, people don't look at you. Go and look at the word of God. When you find something, when you see something, they will fasten their eyes on you. Meaning, where was he before? Your business is not working. Advertisements is good. But I will advise you, go and find what is written concerning. Because concerning everything we are doing, there is something written. Either business or professional career, there is something written about everybody. Jesus had to fast and pray, and thereafter, he found what was written concerning him. I was a student, I wasn't a preacher. I found what was written concerning me that I should no longer fail. Now, what must you do in addition to study and prayer and fasting to assess the rhema of the word of God? Number one, understand that it is your redemptive right. You have a right as a child of God. In this kingdom, there is no senior child or junior child. All of us are children, and as it is in every family, all children have access to their parents. Equal access. Except for those who have inferiority mentality. And so it is spiritually. There are many believers who are inferior mentality. I told myself, following my spiritual father, anything God shows to him, I want God to show to me. Anything he knows, I want God to make me know. Of course, he has not denied us at any time showing to us what God is showing. But there must be a personal craving inside you every child of God, including you, say me, including me,
you have access to the voice of God.
Unto you, Mark 4:11, is given to know, to see, to hear of the mystery of the kingdom unto you.
John 10 verse 4, my sheep hear me. John 10, 27, they hear me. They hear me.
Number two, meekness. Meekness.
What is meekness? Consider yourself not to know more than you know. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 2, Psalm 25 verse 9, the meek will he guide. 25:9, the meek will he show. The meek. Moses, the meekest, took delivery of the tables of the stone, the tables of testimony. Numbers 12:3, Exodus 34:29, when he was coming down from the mountain, he came down with the two tables of testimony in his hand. The two tables. There is nothing God didn't tell him from Genesis, when he was not a part of creation, to Deuteronomy. Meekness. Number three, live in the fear of God as a lifestyle. Psalm 25, verses 12 and 14. Clear example. Daniel was a man who feared God. They wouldn't find him doing anything evil except for the God whom he served. And so the secret was revealed unto Daniel. Please note, because Rema is personal, we can call it secret. The secret. The secret in the book. Number four, be spiritual. And not just that, be in the spirit. Be spiritual. Now, being spiritual has to do with you and how you live. But to be in the spirit is a process. You bring yourself away from the physical world into the realm of the spirit. And that is to say, you can be living spiritual, but at certain moments, you may not be as sensitive. Being the spirit means be sensitive. Be spiritual. Your lifestyle. Be in the spirit. Be sensitive. At the time, God wants to show you something. Revelation chapter 1 verse 10. Revelation chapter 4 verses 1 and 2. Galatians chapter 5 verse 25. If we live in the spirit, let us walk in the spirit. And of course, number five, delightsomely crave for the word. Crave for the word. Psalm 112, verse 1 and 2. Praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man who feared the Lord and delighted greatly in his commandments. Delight, crave, show interest. Be on your feet, wanting to know something more. Be eager to hear his voice. How do you create the atmosphere for hearing God's voice? The following things will enhance your access to the realm of the word. Number one, worship and praise. Atmosphere of worship and praise enhances the realm of the word. Acts chapter 13 verse 2. They ministered to the Lord and fasted, and the Holy Ghost said, Rema came. The Holy Ghost said, in the midst of worship. To worship God means to minister to God. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29 and 30. And you shall have a song as in the night when a lonely something is kept, the gladness of heart, as when one went with the pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And what will happen? Then
the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. That is Rhema. And he shall show lightning. It will make you hear. It will make you see. Your voice of praise must go up for his Rhema to come down. Number two, meditation. Meditation. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. You shall meditate upon it day and night. Acts chapter 10 verses 19 and 20. While Peter meditated on these things, the Spirit said unto him. So it's not enough to read and to study the word, but to meditate on the word, so that at the appropriate time, it can turn to Rhema. Meditation is a process of fermenting the word, spiritual fermentation of the word, in order for it to get you intoxicated. What the brewer uses is just the grain that is fermented. The grain you eat does not have the same effect with the grain that is fermented. It turns it from food into wine that gets you intoxicated. And that's why those who have revelation are always intoxicated. Those who hear the Rhema don't hear any other person. See, when you hear people speaking to you, advising you and counseling you, and you have been misled, it's because you didn't hear Rhema. Our father said when the Lord spoke to him about ministry, he went to meet a highly respected elderly person in ministry. And the man said to him, David, you are not called. And he answered back, I am called. The man said, we shall see. He answered back, we shall see. Later on, the man came and said, I just wanted to test whether you really believe what you say or not. When you have Rhema, you become intoxicated. Say loud, amen. Number three way to create atmosphere is in quiet moment. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 and 2. Elijah went to the mountain because God wanted to speak to him. There was an earthquake. There was fire. There was thunder. But God was not in it. And thereafter, a still, small voice came. Rhema comes in quietness. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Study to show yourself. That study is beyond just reading. Create atmosphere. Study to be quiet and face your business. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 11. Now, in your quiet moment, there are two seasons of the day that are crucial that you can take advantage of. Number one is the night season. Psalm 16 verse 7. David speaking. My reins, I will bless the Lord who had given me counsel. My reins shall also instruct me in the night season. Night season. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night season. In the night season. Men who are familiar with Rhema are men of the night season. I always tell people, if you sleep all night, get ready to fail all day. Jesus was a man of the night. Now, the second season is the morning season. I describe the night as conception season and the morning as delivery season. In the reproductive system of a woman, they have the womb and then the cervix. The womb is for conception. The cervix is for delivery. The morning. The morning. Psalm 43 verse 8. David said, cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning. Now, I looked at the story of creation. If you read Genesis chapter 1, you see the Bible did not talk about afternoon. Night and morning. The first day, night and morning. If you don't have something at night and have nothing in the morning, get ready for failure in the afternoon. Most people play with their night. Others toy with their morning. Your morning time is not the time to allow anything to come close to you, other than just being tuned to the Holy Spirit. God has something to say. God has something to say. I will listen. I pay close attention, for God has something to say. May I close, please? What are the signs when Rhema comes to you? Number one, you are joyful. Rhema provokes joy. Psalm 89 verse 15. Blessed are the people who hear the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of their countenance. And what does that mean? Satan cannot confuse you with depression. Because the voice of the stranger also tried to come to spoil the voice of God that comes to you. Number two, peace comes with it. Peace. When you hear the voice of God, when you hear Rhema, when you hear a sound from heaven. Psalm 85 verse 5, verse 8. I will hear what the Lord will say. I know he will speak peace to me. And number three, it comes with strength. Rhema strengthens you. Rhema intoxicates you. Rhema makes you fearless. When God's servant heard that the 15th seating capacity of the throne will be built, fearlessly announced it. Anything you fear to announce, you have not heard from God. Have not I sent thee? We heard about Gideon and the second teaching this morning to our resident pastor. Have not I sent thee? Fear left him. Go in this your might. When Rhema came. It's my prayer that every one of us seated here will be free from every form of spiritual deafness and spiritual blindness. How many of us believe God for that this morning? Do you know that everything that God shows to his servant from the word, like he kept telling us, we too can assess it. We too can assess it. If we do what he does, we will see what it is. Stay up at night to study. Wake up early in the morning with joyfulness of heart to assess revelation. If you do the same thing, those are the things I learned from him. And I put them to work. And it's working. The same thing will work for you. Will you please rise to your feet? And I want you to pray that definite prayer this morning. Father, deliver me from spiritual deafness. Now, that's a serious prayer you need to pray this morning. It's more than the prayer of, oh God, give me car, give me this, give me that. Deliver me from spiritual deafness. Deliver me from spiritual blindness. Somebody pray that prayer. It's very crucial. I want to begin to see what you are showing. I want to begin to hear what you are saying. Open my ears. Give me my own personal revelation. Give me my personal revelation. Give me my personal revelation. Thank you and thank you, Lord. By the unction that backs up this commission, I command that everyone's spiritual deafness and blindness be healed right now. So shall it be. Let's celebrate Jesus together as the choir.